a wine cellar which attests to the wine boom that grew out of trade with the Americas. At the end of the 16th century, the wine sector expanded to the Camp de Tarragona area thanks to trade with the Americas. Liquor was exported, with salted fish and textiles travelling in the other direction. In the 18th century, Baix, Vilafranca del Penedès, and Reus emerged as the main spirits markets in Catalonia. Baix received wine and spirits from neighbouring towns and regions, sending them to the ports of Salou and Torredembarra for export. This was controlled by family businesses, such as those belonging to the Baldric de Baix family. Despite the wealth this brought, economic crises and poor harvests caused continual social upheaval. Throughout Baix, wine cellars were dug underneath houses and streets, stills were installed, and vineyard cultivation was expanded. However, the international market shifted towards higher quality, specialist produce from France, and this brought hunger and misery to the area. Profits from the trade did not reach those working the land, and remained in the hands of merchants in the rentier class, who did not invest in improvements. The Catalan liquor, known as aguardiente, so prized in the 16th and 17th centuries, came to be considered poor quality by the 18th century. It was a key product for the industrialization of Catalonia, and of Baix in particular. This wine cellar tells a story of the beginning of globalization and the loss of food sovereignty that continues to affect us to this day through speculation over agricultural products and price and supply crises. The decline of the Robuste family coincides with the phylloxera epidemic and the rise of rural cooperativism in Catalonia, which began in 1888 with the founding of the Agricultural Union of Baix. Cooperativism freed those working the land from the shackles of the dominant families of landowners and merchants. It became the default model for almost a century, providing dignity and a sense of community to the rural population as a whole. The Robuste family made and marketed wine and other products well into the 20th century. The evidence of this activity, seen in carriers, flasks, boxes, and bottles, has survived to this day.